Good evening. This is Melvin Thornhill.
And this is Robin Thornhill.
Welcome to Destiny New Image Ministries podcast. This is Melvin Thornhill. This is our final podcast for 2019, episode 32, is Image of Presence. First, let me give you a definition. Presence, the state or fact of existing, occurring or being present in a place or thing. Similar words are existence, being there, attendance, attending, and appearance. Robin and I are going to briefly discuss the image of presence in three ways. Being in God's presence, number one, personal introspective of presence, the importance of presence with others. What is being in God's presence and why is it important? Now, let me share a brief story with you of the Israelites in the Old Testament when they were under the leadership of King Saul. At that time, the Israelites had the presence of God in the Ark of the Covenant, and because of certain circumstances that were going on with the Israelites at that time, the Philistines overthrew their particular camp, and they eventually captured the Ark of the Covenant. Well, the presence of God was no longer in the kingdom, so that meant the presence of God was their protection, was their ability, was their strength, and was their provider. The Ark of the Covenant was recovered again and brought back to Israel by King David. The presence of God was their strength and ability. So the presence of God must be in your life is number one in order to be effective in your walk with God. You must have the presence of God and His anointing, no matter what capacity you may have or you may be in, whether it's pastor, whether it's deacon, or whether it's the ministry of helps. You need a foundational presence of God in your life on a daily basis. Robin, now we'll move on to the next number two. Do you have something to say in regards to introspection of the presence of God?
Well, it's just important that you make sure that in order to have a life that's filled with, as you said, first having the presence of God, you need to be aware of yourself. So a great deal of self-reflection is important because when you self-evaluate, you're able to determine what you have in terms of, I don't want to call it a limitation, but I want to call it a challenge. You know what your trigger points are. You know areas that are a little rough and you need to mature there. You know what you need to do to maintain your spiritual, mental, and emotional equilibrium. Whether it is take a nap or if it's steal away and pray, if it's exercise, it's important for you to know yourself. And a lot of us are so busy, we don't even know ourselves. We're so busy running around and fixing this or fixing that or attending to this. We don't take time out to have life balance. And I guarantee you, if you do not manage your life will manage you.
Amen. Amen. That's some good stuff right there. And finally, as we close out, guys, 2020, here's the final one. Be present with others. How are you going to be effective in any form of ministry or work for God unless you have the anointing of God in your life? So you have to first get God's presence to be first place in your life. Next, you can give out to others and give that form of ministry that is necessary to help them and to guide them. That is most important. Be intentional in listening and supporting and encouraging others, celebrating others, but understand the importance of life and balance. Take vacations. Make sure that you give yourself the right things that are necessary in your life. Do not give your attention or time to a particular ministry or area where you become totally overburdened in that area. Start with a daily presence with God. Take care of yourself. Take care of your health. Know when you need to take a break. Even the Lord got away from crowds at times before because he knew that he needed time to be away to get with his Father. Finally, my friends, I heard a story, and I want to just share this as we begin to close out, of a prominent pastor that shared that he needed to take a sabbatical. He had been in the ministry for 11 years, and that he had come to the place where he had burned out, and that he needed to take a four-month sabbatical from his members. He had built the church to a mega-sized church. He had given himself to being available 24/7, 365, and he was doing the work of the ministry. But at the same time, his relationship and his building of intimacy with God was being lost because he was so involved with ministry and not in his personal walk with God. So now he gets to the point in life or in his ministry where he now needs to take an extended break from his presence among his people. And his presence is important to his people. So you must make sure, my friend, as we cross over into the new year, that you keep your first presence with God to give you strength and to give you guidance and to give you direction to let you know when you need to break away and spend personal quality time with him. That is most important. So finally, know that your life was designed to make impact. Your assignment requires presence, and presence is not always dependent upon physicality. It can be from other locations. It doesn't have to mean that you're right there in front of people. You can have phone calls. You can do other things. You can delegate authority to others. You don't have to be the person that does every single thing. And you need to keep that in mind. Take your vacation. Spend time with the Lord. Renew, revive yourself, refresh yourself, reinvigorate yourself with the presence of God. You must maintain a presence with God in order to be anointed in the capacity that you're in. We thank you and good evening.
Before we leave, I would like to share with you some exciting news. In 2020, you will see Melvin's series on the book of Revelation. And you're going to also, well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to keep it a secret because we have something else that you will see from Destiny New Image Ministry in 2020. Well, several things. We have on our list of things to do several books and manuals that will come out, as well as local and regionally based workshops. So you know what? Just get excited right along with us and pray for our ministry. Thank you for supporting us. To those of you who take time to listen, we hope that you are truly getting inspired so that you will be transformed. God bless you and Happy New Year. You are blessed.
Be blessed because you are blessed.
Hallelujah. We can't end the podcast tonight without giving those of you who do not know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior an opportunity to get to know Jesus, to get to know the Father as truly Abba Father. So Melvin will lead you at this point in a word of prayer.
Just share with you, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please simply
pray the following prayer in faith, and Jesus will be your Lord. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am calling on you. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart and be Lord over my life according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. Hallelujah. I am saved. You also said in your word, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? In Luke 11:13, I'm also asking you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, rise up within me as I praise God. I fully expect to speak with other tongues as you give me the utterance. In Jesus' name, amen. Your destiny.